AM 910 WJCW, Carl and Alec here on this Tuesday morning. About this time each week, we check in with Susie Cloyd from Asbury Place in Kingsport, which sponsors this portion of the program. She calls the program Ask Asbury, and that's what she does. Answer questions or offer suggestions and thoughts about retirement living at a CCRC community. Susie Cloyd, good morning.
Good morning.
Glad you could join us
here
this morning.
Thank you.
Looking all pert and sassy this morning here and ready to roll out and talk about some retirement living, too.
Right.
Hey, I want to find out, first off, how did that auto show go last week? Man, it was such a talk-up to it.
It
seemed so good.
And I'm glad you asked because it was just an amazing success. I want to just give a shout-out to Don Hughes and the Kingsport Rod and Gun Club. They came and they just brought every type of antique vehicle you could imagine.
Mm-hmm.
That part of it was just really nice and amazing. What I loved about that was every resident that lives in a villa or an apartment was out on the, the
parkway. So your esplanade there, yeah.
And they did, and everybody had a story of, gosh, do you remember when we had that, or do you remember one time we rode in those, or do you remember when we used to own one of those? And I
remember
just thought,
cruising Broad in that one?
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, remember, Broad Street down in Kingsport,
yeah,
how you used to be able to go from one end to the other? I could just envision, one or all of those vehicles being a part of that line and going around that circle many times on a Saturday night. But it was nice. All the vendors, want to thank them for coming. It started at 10 and went to 3. And, I mean, you didn't realize what all you had in your backyard until you just stepped out on the courtyard. You saw the cars. You had the vendors. We had an amazing food court that
nice.
Our dining services put together for us. And it was all fall, themed foods with
mm-hmm.
pigs in a blanket. And they were coated with panko and Parmesan.
Mm.
So, it's like they couldn't just make pigs in a blanket.
Right,
they had
right.
to, step up their game. And so everybody loved that. We had cinnamon rolls with cream cheese icing to dip them in. They had monster cookies, and I really probably shouldn't say this because you're going to be mad at me for not bringing them to you.
Yes.
I can already see the stink eye from
Alec, exactly.
And I'm going to be in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they were monster oatmeal and raisin cookies. So note to self, bring you some next week. It was just, the whole day was amazing.
Good.
And how much effort and energy goes into a day like that, and just in a blink of an eye, it was gone.
Yeah.
So, we enjoyed every minute of it, and I just want to thank everybody for their support and their sponsorship of that program, because it wasn't just, a marketing, a Susie Cloyd or a Julia Cox team effort. It was their home,
mm-hmm.
their backyard,
mm-hmm.
our residents let us, do that. And I think for that, we all had a good time, and they really did show, their pleasure and just approval of a nice event in their backyard. So very nice.
It sounds like it was a roaring success.
It was.
And for a first time event,
exactly.
Are we going to see this again?
Absolutely.
Maybe?
That's what we're thinking, is making it an annual event for
uh-huh.
to be maybe the second Wednesday of every September. And I'll tell you what else I loved about it is we were very forward thinking. I wanted to be ahead of every fall festival that was on the calendar this year. So, we were able to accomplish that. Did we, were we the start of all the festivals? Maybe. I don't know what all's on the calendar for the rest of the year. But I didn't want it to get intermingled
mm-hmm.
in anything else. I wanted Asbury Place of Kingsport to be a standalone event. And last Wednesday, it proved itself to be that. So it was
absolutely.
Very nice.
That's
yeah.
great. So.
Yeah.
Alec, we know now who to blame for pumpkin spice.
Mm-hmm.
And at the car show, was there any pumpkin spice motor oil?
That I don't know. But I loved the guys' attitude, sense of humor. And you could tell they were comfortable in doing what they were doing, bringing the cars. They were a club. They're all good friends.
They like to show them
and
off.
And they love to show them off. And so, what else? I mean, what better day could you have had?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, don't let me forget to tell you that it was a fundraiser for Alzheimer's Tennessee.
Yes, indeed.
Tracy Kendall was there. We certainly appreciated her support. And not only was she there, but I saw so many people at her booth, at her table. And I saw her take the time just to really be able to talk, share information, and just be a true resource for anybody that may have memory, cognitive, dementia, Alzheimer's in their family. in and around, you know, their families and of course family members. And I just saw her spend a lot of time with people, and that was a good thing.
Yeah, when she was on the show before, she delivered a wonderful interview, and maybe we can pull that one out again, and I can just sort of remind folks about that as well, because it was a timeless interview in the sense it was not dated or anything like that. But chock full of wonderful information.
Yes, it is. And this is probably, and I know I'm probably not, you know, really honing in on Asbury Place at Kingsport today. I am and I'm not. But let me just let you know, the thing that saddens me the most about senior living is I'm still always amazed at how many people aren't aware of the resources and aren't aware of what is available to them in their area, in and around, you know, their cities. And that disheartens me because as good of a job as I think we're doing, we still haven't mastered it, and that disheartens me.
Well, and we were talking about this beforehand, too. I think, too, as we all know, making a change, a major change in one's life, you know, until you personalize that and bring the concept into your own being and say, yeah, I might be now kind of interested in that, until that little switch flips, I think the marketing is excellent. Okay.
Well, thank you. But I mean, I'm even talking about it as a whole. You know, anybody in senior living, anybody in the aging illness, you know, as good as we think we're doing, I'm still always amazed at somebody who will call me and say, I had no idea. And senior living in the 21st century, soon to be the 22nd century, has evolved. I mean, has changed and advanced and evolved so much that you assume everybody knows, but it's a talk that you're constantly having to have. It's a story that you're constantly wanting to share, and it's information that you can't keep a secret. You've got to let your listeners know. You've got to let prospects know, folks know. There's so many good resources out there. Just don't be afraid to ask for them.
There you go. Ask for the order, whatever it may
be. Exactly.
And you'll get the information you're seeking.
Exactly.
Too.
So, you know, maybe what I wanted to let the listeners know today is, you know, in addition to thanking everybody for a great and a successful event last week, is we're winding down the summer season, getting ready to go into the fourth quarter, which we all call winter and the holiday season. I just find it very hard to believe that I'm scheduling things for November and December, but I am, and life goes on, and you roll with the punches. But I just really wanted everybody that's, you know, on the fence, in the mix right now of thinking, is there something better? Is there something different? To not be afraid to do a little bit of discovery, a little bit of research, and sort of set yourself up for success so that you can kind of see what those next steps look like.
To ask a question does not mean that you have to make a commitment.
No.
And I think that may be sometimes some people's little stumbling block initially.
Right, exactly. And, you know, the promotion that we did in August, what we did was we really just did a very focused effort on anybody who wanted to come in and just do a nice talk. It was called a Lunch and Learn one-on-ones.
Right.
So what we did was we enjoyed lunch in the bistro. They got a nice lunchbox to take with them with bistro coupons to come back and enjoy lunch anytime they wanted to. No strings attached.
Nice.
Just walk through that side door, enjoy lunch, and just see a lot of times just being around it, observation, being in the mix of it to ask the questions you just weren't thinking of. Then they're able to walk away with, okay, now that's different. That feels better. I'm going to keep trying that until I get right to the point of decision and maybe ready to make the next steps.
Excellent. Excellent. I'm sure those will be repeated, that kind of a one-on-one.
Yes, absolutely. But what I guess what I really wanted the listening audience to think about today and over the next couple of weeks is, as with everything right now going on in the financial arena, cost will increase. So this is a perfect time to come in and secure an entrance fee that is still the 2022 pricing.
Right.
It will go up in 2023. Secure any of those, you know, cost savings now before that January 1st date, because then costs will go up.
And these are questions, things that folks can call and ask about, again, without having to make any kind of a commitment.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes. And so, you know, I wanted just the listeners, I want to remind them, you know, life does get simpler. You know, if today was the day that you have to figure out, how am I going to start raking leaves because I really am not good out in the yard, I shouldn't be out in the yard, my mobility, my stability isn't good, so I really shouldn't be raking a rake, picking up leaves, bending over, all those things. think about that. That's this time of year. Then mm-hmm. what follows? Snow, you know, ice shields that have to be, you know, dusted off.
Sure.
So I'm just saying life does get simpler if you start looking at options and what could those options be. Anything, I mean, Asbury Place at Kingsport is, to me, the best solution, you know, that you can put on the table, and it's a very viable solution that allows you to be able to navigate through the levels of care, the change of condition, and only have to make the decision once to get to a CCRC, a continuing care retirement community.
Right. It's an opportunity, really, to plan your life so that you can live your plan.
Exactly. That's, I like that.
Take
I might
it away.
Have to borrow that.
Take
yeah,
it away.
I
Take
like
it away.
That.
Okay.
So one thing I wanted, we do have a couple things coming up before the year end. We have our traditional bonfires and booze, and that's B-O-O-S, so
Thank
you know.
You.
Yes,
okay.
Oh, absolutely. Lightning Charlie will be playing at that, and that is on Thursday, October 27th.
Leading into Halloween.
Mm-hmm. And that will be in our courtyard, and we will have a bonfire. We have a very nice bonfire set up out there, so that will be bring a blanket, bring your Afghan. It might be a nice fall chilly afternoon, but we will have the bonfires and booze October 27th. And then just winding down the year and just sort of, you know, enjoying the holiday festivities, my suggestion to any listener is go to our website, look at our events, because things will change rapidly with the Thanksgiving and the Christmas holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, be in touch, stay in tune, and just see what all we have going on from week to week so that they can come and enjoy that.
Website?
AsburyPlaceKingsport.org. And then to finish up, I'm Susie Cloyd. I'm the Director of Sales and Marketing, and you can reach me direct, 423-830-8502. And I wanted to just finish up with this poem that a lot of times I'll share this with people who are just in that struggle point of trying to think, when should I do this? And I just want to read this, because a lot of times this will be that aha moment. Once they see this, once they read it, they're just like, yeah, you're right. Why am I waiting? So listen to this. It's called Ready. It said, you mustn't wait for New Year's Day or Monday or the first or the last. You can do it right now. You can change right now. You can change on an idle Thursday afternoon at 4:45 p.m. when everything inside of you begins to stir and rattle and bang and whisper, I am ready.
Excellent. Excellent. That's great. Susie Cloyd with Asbury Place in Kingsport. Always great fun. We'll talk to you next
Thank
week.
Thank you. Oh, I got to finish up. Two words.
Okay.
Go Gators.